This week, Parshas Achrimos Kedoshim. In Parshas Kedoshim, the Torah begins as follows. Gather all of Klal Yisrael and say to them, Kedoshim Tiyu, they should be holy, Ki Kodosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Says Rashi, this parasha was said in front of all of Klal Yisrael. Everyone gathered together to hear it. And that's what Moshe gave over. Why? Because Roiv Gufei Torah Tiluimba asks the Manchester Rosh Hashiva Zechat Tzadav Kodesh Levorcha, why this parasha? Specifically this parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu had to gather all of Klal Yisrael. There are so many mitzvahs in other parashas. There's so many other parashas that are important. Why specifically this one? And he brings Reb Chaim Vital, Shar Kedusha, that says as follows, Eina midois mechlal hatariag mitzvahs. Midois, a person's character traits, are not included in the tariag mitzvahs. However, says Reb Chaim Vital, they are the main hachonan preparation for a person to reach the Tariag Mitzvahs. And therefore, says Reb Chaim Vital, once a person is careful from bad midas, and a person is making sure that he has good midas, that's the only way that a person will get to keep the Torah. Says the Manchester Rosh Hashiva Zeichat Tzadav Kodesh Lebrocha, you see from here, Reb Chaim Vital is teaching us why specifically in this week's parasha does Rashi tell us that it had to be told in front of all of Klal Yisrael? Because in Parashas Kedoshim, the mitzvahs that we have in this parasha is full, mole, ben adam lechaveiri. Whether it's leket shechel peah, whether it's leseir lech rochel, loshen hara, lesokim coming on to revenge, hachiyach techiyach, rebuking people, don lekav schos, everything's ben adam lechaveiri. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, gather Klal Yisrael. Because this is so important. Roiv gufei toyed tuluyin ba. Everything is over here. Because this is the way that a person keeps the Torah. By good character traits, by good midas. And specifically in this time, like coming up to like Ba'omer, we're doing the Sefirah Sa'omer, we're mourning Talmidim or Rabbi Kiva, that we have to work on this. And I want to bring to your attention two famous mises that were brought after Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman Zatzal was nifta, that came out. Two amazing stories that just show the sensitivity to somebody else. There was a situation where an 8-year-old boy was dangerously ill right before his bris. Once the doctors made the diagnosis, they said that the baby needs to go for a life-saving procedure that can only be done abroad. But there was a doubt whether or not he would survive the journey. So the parents came with the boy on the 8th day after being born, and Rav Steinman paskened that they should take the risk and go for the procedure. 3 months later, they return with the baby. Baruch Hashem, the baby is healthy and now ready for his bris. The happy parents came to the Rosh Yeshiva and said, we'd like you to be the tzaddik. And Rav Steinman said, no, absolutely not. When you came to me about the child's illness on the day that he was supposed to have a bris, that means you already chose a tzaddik. How can I take that honor away from him? Another example, a community person came over to Rav Aaron Leib and asked him. He wanted to start a gemach of wedding gowns. It's expensive, people can't afford them. Let's make a gemach and allow people to have them for basically nothing. Rav Steinman said it's a great idea, wonderful chesed, but there's one condition. Every gown should be used no more than 3 times. And he couldn't understand why. He said, what's the pshat? So Rav Aaron Leib explains as follows. He said, the gowns are made of very delicate fabrics. After they've been worn and cleaned 3 times, the fabric becomes damaged, it becomes a little bit schwach, and the colour on her wedding day, on the happiest day of the year, won't feel that she's wearing a brand new dress, and that dampens her simcha. Here's Rav Aaron Leib Steinman with all the world of Torah on his shoulders, but yet he had the sensitivity to somebody else. This week's parasha teaches us exactly that. Ben Odom L'Chaveri, working on our midas, working on being a better person, is the way that we can keep Tariag Mitzvahs. Have a wonderful Shabbos.